US-Iran tensions send Sensex plunging, rupee to weakest level ever. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hide, and number 9,650, the BSE Sensex fell 1,312.91 points or 1.70% to 76,015.28 on May 11, 2026, following President Trump and #X27's rejection of Iran and #X27's peace counterproposal. The Indian rupee depreciated 0.9% to 95.31 against the dollar, marking its sharpest single-day decline since March 27. Crude oil futures in India surged 286 rupees per barrel to 9,310 rupees as markets priced in potential disruption to the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world and #X27's oil transits. The BSE Sensex posted its steepest single-session collapse in months on May 11, 2026, shedding 1,312.91 points, or 1.70%, to close at 76,015.28 as U.S. President Donald Trump declared Iran's latest peace counterproposal totally unacceptable, collapsing what little remained of a diplomatic off-ramp from a war now in its 74th day. The NSE Nifty 50 fell 360.30 points, or 1.49%, settling at 23,815.85 and piercing the psychologically critical 24,000 threshold. Of 4,538 stocks traded on the BSE, 2,894 declined versus 1,459 that advanced. The Indian rupee dropped nearly 0.9% to 95.31 against the dollar, its sharpest single-day slide since March 27, per the Hindu Business Line. Crude oil futures in India settled at 9,310 rupees per barrel, up 286 rupees on the day. These are not noise readings. They are the market pricing a scenario in which the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil transited before the February 28 conflict began, remains functionally closed for an indeterminate period. Trump posted on Truth Social on Sunday that he had read Iran's counterproposal, which was submitted through Pakistani mediation and called for a 30-day lifting of U.S. Office of Foreign Assets Control sanctions on Iranian oil sales, an end to the U.S. naval blockade, release of frozen assets, war reparations, and Iranian management of the Strait of Hormuz contingent on U.S. commitments, according to Merco Press. The document made no mention of Iran's nuclear program, which U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Mike Waltz described to Fox News as a very clear red line for the president, Merco Press reported. By Monday, Trump had escalated further, telling reporters the ceasefire was on massive life support and characterizing Iran's position as stupid, per Al Jazeera. Analyst Dania Thaffer, cited by Al Jazeera, described the stalled talks as both sides speaking past each other and warned that pressure tactics including Strait of Hormuz disruptions could harden tensions into a prolonged frozen conflict. For institutional investors with exposure to Indian equities, South and Southeast Asian supply chains, or global energy, that phrase, frozen conflict, is the operative risk scenario to model. The nut paragraph context is this: India imports roughly 85% of its crude oil requirements. Every sustained $10 per barrel increase in crude adds pressure to the current account deficit, weakens the rupee, and compresses margins for oil marketing companies. The rupee at 95.31 is already a record low. If diplomacy fails and Hormuz remains restricted, those numbers get worse before they stabilize. India's oil marketing companies are bleeding at 1,000 rupees crore per day. The most actionable data point from Monday's session did not come from the indices. It came from ICRA Senior Vice President Prashant Vashisht, who stated that at crude prices of $120 to $125 per barrel, and using the past 10-year average crack spreads for auto fuels, Indian oil marketing companies are incurring losses of approximately 1,000 crore per day on the sale of auto fuels and domestic LPG. Vashisht stated directly, "This level of losses is unsustainable and would need to be addressed if elevated crude oil and product prices persist over an extended period." That figure deserves to be held in focus. 1,000 crore per day translates to roughly 30,000 crore per month in sector-level losses across the OMC universe, assuming prices hold at those levels. State-owned entities including BPCL, HPCL, and Indian Oil absorb these losses in part through government subsidy mechanisms, in part through compressed retail margins, and in part by running down balance sheet resilience built during the 2021 to 2023 low crude cycle. None of those buffers are infinite. The PSU Bank Index was among the worst performers on Monday, per the Hindu Business Line, a logical read-through. OMC stress eventually surfaces as asset quality risk in bank loan books, particularly for lenders with concentrated exposure to the energy sector. Nifty consumer durables dropped more than 3%, with auto, media, and PSU bank indices all closing sharply lower. FMCG and pharma were the session's only defensive safe havens, both closing in positive territory. Key risk figure, at $120 to $125 per barrel crude, Indian OMCs lose approximately 1,000 crore per day on auto fuel and LPG sales, per ICRA's Prashant Vashisht. At 30 days, that is 30,000 crore per month in aggregate sector losses. The Hormuz closure is a global supply chain event, not just an energy story. The war's second-order effects are reaching beyond fuel pricing. Japanese snack maker Calbee, the country's largest in its category, announced it will switch 14 of its products to black and white packaging from May 25 because supplies of naphtha, a petrochemical byproduct used in printing ink and plastics, have been severely disrupted by the Hormuz closure, per the BBC. Naphtha prices in Asia have nearly doubled since the conflict began on February 28, the BBC reported. Before the war, approximately 40% of Japan's naphtha supply was imported from the Middle East. Japan's Deputy Chief Cabinet Secretary Kei Sato confirmed the government is working to stabilize naphtha supply imbalances, and Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi said in April the country was diversifying naphtha sourcing toward non-Middle Eastern suppliers including the United States. Toyota and Hyundai have both indicated profit impacts from the disruption, per the BBC. The Calbee packaging story reads as trivial. The signal it carries is not. Naphtha is a feedstock for everything from flexible packaging to synthetic textiles to automotive components. When naphtha doubles, cost inflation propagates through consumer goods, industrials, and auto supply chains simultaneously. India, South Korea, Japan, and Sri Lanka are all acutely exposed. The Al Jazeera coverage from day 74 of the conflict noted that the UK and France were convening defense ministers from 40 countries on Tuesday to discuss restoring trade flows through Hormuz. That a 40-nation security meeting is required to address commercial shipping passage through a single waterway quantifies the scale of the disruption. Macron's $27 billion African pivot offers a separate capital allocation signal. While the Hormuz crisis dominated markets on May 11, French President Emmanuel Macron announced €23 billion, approximately $27 billion, of investment commitments at the Africa Forward Summit in Nairobi, Kenya, comprising €14 billion, $16.4 billion, from French public and private funds and €9 billion, $10.5 billion, from African entities, directed at energy transition, agriculture, and artificial intelligence, per Al Jazeera. French shipping group CMA CGM committed €700 million, $820 million, to modernize a terminal at Kenya's Mombasa port. Nigerian industrialist Aliko Dangote and executives from Total Energies and Orange were in attendance. Macron projected the investments would generate 250,000 jobs across France and Africa. The strategic framing is important for institutional capital. Macron positioned Europe explicitly as a more reliable trade partner for Africa than China or the United States. The summit was France's first in an English-speaking African country, a deliberate signal given France's recent loss of influence across Francophone West Africa. Mombasa port investment by CMA CGM is particularly notable. If Hormuz disruptions redirect global shipping toward alternative routes including around the Cape of Good Hope, East African port infrastructure moves from strategic to critical. CMA CGM's commitment may be timed with precisely that scenario in mind. Caption: Africa Forward Summit investment commitments announced by French President Emmanuel Macron, May 11 to 12, 2026. Electric vehicles and SEBI regulatory innovation offer domestic counter-narratives. Not every signal from May 11 was negative for Indian capital markets. Shares of Ather Energy, JBM Auto, and Ola Electric surged following statements by Prime Minister Narendra Modi urging a shift away from fuel consumption, per the Hindu Business Line. The read-through is direct: if crude stays elevated and the rupee stays weak, India's policy incentive to accelerate EV adoption strengthens. The PM's statement functions as both a policy signal and a demand catalyst for domestic EV manufacturers insulated from oil price volatility. Separately, India's Securities and Exchange Board of India proposed a Garuda Green Channel mechanism allowing regular alternative investment fund schemes to launch within 10 working days of filing the placement memorandum with SEBI through a merchant banker, absent regulatory objection. For private equity and alternative asset managers seeking faster deployment into Indian private markets, a compressed fund launch timeline reduces friction at exactly the moment when public market volatility may push institutional allocators toward private strategies. Bank of Baroda disclosed a 50,000 crore corporate loan pipeline and a target of 10% corporate loan growth in FY27. That number sits in tension with the OMC stress data from ICRA. A bank targeting double-digit corporate loan growth into a macro environment defined by record low rupee, $120 plus crude, and a war-driven current account deterioration is either identifying genuine diversified sector demand or accumulating concentration risk in disguised form. Regulatory Watch: SEBI's proposed Garuda fast-track channel would cut AIF scheme launch time to 10 working days. For private equity managers already registered in India, this meaningfully reduces deployment friction in a market where speed of capital commitment is a competitive advantage. Investment positioning for institutional allocators: the May 11th session crystallizes three discrete positioning questions. First, OMC and PSU bank exposure needs to be stress tested against a prolonged Hormuz restriction scenario, not a base case of resolution. ICRA's 1,000 crore daily loss estimate at $120 to $125 crude is a current state figure, not a tail risk. If the 40-nation Hormuz security talks scheduled for Tuesday fail to produce a credible reopening mechanism, that daily loss accrues further. Second, the rupee at 95.31 is a new record. Unhedged India equity exposure now carries a currency drag that compounds index-level losses. Any institutional portfolio with India weight and USD-denominated liabilities needs to reassess hedge ratios against a rupee that may not have found its floor if crude holds. Third, the Macron Africa infrastructure play deserves separate allocation analysis. CMA CGM's Mombasa commitment and the broader $27 billion Africa forward package suggest that sophisticated European capital is pricing in a semi-permanent rerouting of global shipping away from the Gulf. East African port and logistics infrastructure, Kenyan energy transition assets, and Pan-African digital infrastructure are the second order beneficiaries of a conflict that is already 74 days old with no diplomatic resolution in sight. The Plaquemium view: the market is pricing the US-Iran standoff as an oil price shock. Plaquemium reads it as something structurally larger, the first sustained closure of a critical global choke point in the era of just-in-time supply chains, and the resulting forced rewiring of Asian manufacturing and energy logistics. The Calbi packaging story is the tell. When a Japanese consumer goods company changes product packaging because naphtha is unavailable, the disruption has moved from commodity markets into the physical economy. Naphtha doubling in Asia since February 28 is not a tradable spike. It is a cost-based reset for every industry that touches plastics, packaging, synthetic fibers, or automotive components across a region of 3 billion people. Plaquemium's original thesis: the capital that will generate the best risk-adjusted returns from this conflict is not long crude futures or short Indian equities. It is infrastructure and logistics capital position for permanent route diversification. CMA CGM committing $820 million to Mombasa at this precise moment is not coincidence. It reflects a private sector judgment that the Cape of Good Hope route becomes structurally more important regardless of whether Hormuz reopens in 6 weeks or 6 months. Every week the conflict persists, shipping companies, energy importers, and manufacturers accelerate investments in non-Gulf routing. Those investments do not get unwound when peace is eventually reached. For India specifically, the EV signal from Prime Minister Modi is the domestic hedge that deserves more institutional attention than it received on May 11. A country running a record low currency against a backdrop of $120 plus crude oil has an acute structural incentive to reduce liquid fuel dependency at speed. Ather, JBM Auto, and Ola Electric surging on a day when the broader market lost 1.70% is the market's early, imprecise attempt to price that transition. The fuller repricing of India's EV supply chain, battery storage, and grid infrastructure as oil import substitution plays is still ahead. The frozen conflict scenario that analyst Dania Thaffer warned about is not the bear case. It may be the base case. Diplomatic talks have stalled since Islamabad in early April. Trump's characterization of Iran's proposal as stupid on day 74, combined with Iran's parliamentary speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf warning the US would be surprised by Iran's retaliatory capability, describes two parties that are not close to a deal. Institutional capital that is positioned for a near-term resolution should recalibrate. The bottom line: the Sensex's 1,312.91-point drop on May 11 is the visible price signal. The embedded risk is the duration of the Hormuz disruption and its compound effects on India's current account, OMC balance, sheets, and rupee trajectory. ICRA has quantified the daily OMC loss at 1,000 crore at current crude levels. That figure, multiplied across weeks and months of stalled diplomacy, is the number institutional investors in Indian financials and energy should be stress-testing today. The Africa Forward Summit's $27 billion commitment and CMA CGM's Mombasa investment tell a separate story. Sophisticated capital is already repositioning for a world in which the Gulf is a risk zone, not a transit corridor. The most forward-looking allocation in this environment is not a trade on resolution. It is a position on the new logistics and energy architecture that gets built regardless of when the shooting stops.